We're back from recess. We have a public hearing scheduled this morning for amendment of the Taney County Road Standards or a discussion of a public hearing, I should say. Excuse me.
Discussion.
Morning,
Mr. Hayes.
Gentlemen. I've asked Mr. Bob Ashley to help me with the proposed amendment to the Taney County Road Standards. And he's giving you a copy there.
And the first proposed amendment that we wanted to ensure with these that, of course, the County Commission has just adopted the new set of subdivision regulations, and the Commission had expressed wishes to amend the provisions concerning a private driveway, where a private driveway would be allowed to serve three tracts of land instead of two tracts of land. But it was felt before we amended this in the subdivision regulations that we should amend the road standards first.
And what you're trying to do is tie the two together. Well,
exactly.
What we're trying to do is make sure there's not contradictory language in the between the P&Z and road standards.
Right. Okay. Exactly.
It's for those who may be hearing for the first time, this is just trying to be consistent with what the decision is.
Okay. I have a technical question, Jim and Danny. I know that before regulations are changed within planning and zoning, we have to conduct public hearings. Is that the case for the county road standards?
It's my understanding with the road standards that this would be the public hearing for the amendment to the road standards, but it doesn't require a public hearing via the Planning Commission.
Let me back up. My comment was, do we need a public hearing to change county road standards? Or can the County Commission just vote on recommended changes to the road standards? If it's something that we have to post and that we have to...
And we have posted today's meeting, and today's meeting starts upon as the public
Ron,
there's, hearing.
Ron, there's nothing formal that we have to go through. This is something that Taney County's chosen to do. So there is not a formal posting requirement such as a public hearing unless we want to do a posting. But it's all up to us.
We did go ahead and do that, though. We went ahead and posted it really in the same manner that we have the code amendments in the past, just to...
15 days or 10 days
right.
or something?
Yeah, we posted it the 15 days prior.
So we've taken an additional step, which is okay.
We've taken the additional step because the question came up and really wasn't sure, so we followed the same procedure as the planning and zoning.
Then, in fact, we are scheduled for a public hearing today to make a decision regarding changes to county road standards. All right.
Yes.
Thank you.
Yes.
Are you asking that we look at each of these amendments separately, I'm assuming?
I thought that would probably be the best approach because I don't know if the feeling...
Gentlemen, it looks like we have proposed Amendment 1 to Section 12, Subsection 4, that reads, four minor subdivisions of private driveway exempt from any construction standards will be allowed to serve no more than, and we've struck the words two and added the words three, tracks, which have no public road frontage.
This is in line with subdivisions, or will be?
Yes. That's what is being proposed, is that both basically are amended with that verbiage.
Okay.
We want a motion for acceptance of individually, I think.
Let's do a motion for approval of proposed amendment number one as presented.
So moved. That's why we're...
I'll second the motion.
Motion's been made and seconded for approval of proposed amendment number one as submitted September 10th, 2012. Discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed say nay. Motion carries.
And I don't know what the feel is going to be on the second amendment, but let me explain what the intent is here or the reason.
Can I ask a question before we go into that?
Okay.
Because in reading these, it looks like to me that what we're saying is that the language that we're going to put in our road and bridge standards is going to be it's going to affect private streets the same as it does public. Is that in essence, or?
That is correct. And the primary reasoning for that is in the subdivision regulations currently, it's just calling for all roads to be constructed per the road standards. But then when you go to the road standards, basically, it currently states that private streets and gated or private communities are encouraged to construct their roadway infrastructure to the same design requirements. And what we've gotten into on a few different occasions, in all honesty, is we've had a specific example or two where basically the developer has said, well, I'll just build my streets as private streets then, and you've encouraged me to build them to standards, but I don't feel encouraged, and so I'm not going to build them to standard.
Does the county commission have the ability to tell private property owner how he can construct his roads? I'm curious.
Ron, here's the whole question behind this. It's not they can build a street however they want to. But it can never be accepted into the road system, county road system, unless it meets the requirements of the county road system, which has never been put in there before like this. And when we adopted the road standards, they put it in there that way. Because we had a couple of different rather large, long roads that couldn't meet the standard because they had one of them had an island in the middle of it that ran for long distance. Another one had curbing and everything was too narrow to make it even work. It was like you had to pull in and then wait for traffic to come and go on. That's just a couple of examples that work. They can build the road however they want to get in there, but they can never be accepted into the road system unless they're the county road system.
Let me pursue that, because the way I see the writing here, it says that they can't build them that way.
And number amendment two, you're saying you read it that way?
Well, yeah, because it says they shall be constructed. It doesn't say that they. It just says you're going to do it this way, or you're not going to do it any way at all. That's what shall means, isn't it?
Shall is mandatory.
Help me out here.
Yeah.
I don't even see the word shall. I looked over it.
Second paragraph.
I'm sorry. I was still in the first. I thought that was. I'm sorry.
The current language is on top, and then. We're proposing that
we can't. Yeah, shall won't be enforceable.
You're looking at the bottom one.
That's what they're proposing that we pass. They're proposing that we do away with the top one.
I don't see how we can, guys.
How did you say you had it before the encouragement? Because I didn't.
Right.
In the middle.
This is what it is right now.
Right.
This is what they want to change it to. And I'm
just. So this will no longer be in existence.
Right.
Do away with that.
Right.
That would be it.
And the shall.
But I don't see how we can enforce this.
Well, my point is they will be. I mean, same design requirements and specifications as public improvements. Help me out, guys. Randy, Bob.
See, and here was my thought, or here,
okay.
and I'll just throw this out there. And like I said, I didn't know on this one if there would be agreement with this. I think what my biggest concern is, at the time that a subdivision is platted, we normally either ensure that they've built a road to standard, or they've given us a security for that road's going to cost to construct.
But this specifically addresses, help me out, private streets in gated or private communities.
But basically, if they propose it as a private community, they could build whatever kind of road they wanted to build.
So, but that's not what this says.
But let me ask this question.
Well, I mean, under the current
Bob,
language.
So tell me this. So under the current language we have people who don't like you said, don't feel encouraged, and they build it the way they want. Then the burden then becomes the county commission to accept that road or don't accept that road. Is that correct?
Yes.
I guess what I'm saying is I don't see how we can regulate someone to build a road to the standard that we want on a private property. I mean, it seems like we're way stepping outside our boundaries.
Okay, you're right about that. Here's where the problem lies. And the whole thing of it is we don't have to accept it into the county road system.
That's what I think it is.
But the problem is after they, and I'll just use the term fly by night.
Right.
Somebody comes in, builds a subdivision, a bunch of people buy a property around there, and then they just leave it, and then you have a road system that won't hold up under the, or they build another subdivision behind it. This happens all the time, where they build a subdivision, then they build another subdivision behind
it, and I know some subdivisions. But let me ask you a question. Can't we supply a document to the deed or something saying these roads will not be taken in or they're not part of the road? I mean, is there a way? Because ultimately what we're having is people buy the house, didn't know the developer didn't build the standards, right. And then the individuals who pay taxes are upset because we can't take the road in. How do we inform them is my question.
I think one of the things we started doing, even with the subdivision regulations, is when they first proposed this, if they want it to be private or gated, that's actually on the plat or the deeded property up front as it's proposed to even planning and zoning, so they're approving it as proposed, and it stays that way. Problem is, sometimes it's not proposed, and we get out there building it. Well, they want it private, but it doesn't stay private. It all of a sudden becomes public after they get all the properties sold, and then we have the issue that they weren't built to any standards.
So how do we get these property owners aware? Is there a way we can file something? Maybe that's a recorder deeds question of how that's ultimately the issue is the individuals coming through a petition process want the roads to be taken in and maintained because the developer is a fly-by-night, and then all of a sudden we have a situation where they have been built to our standards. How do we tie it to their deed?
Let me ask you a question. The number one in what we currently have, where it says and uses the word may, what if that was changed to?
Or change it to may.
No. Change the word may to will. Will not be taken into the county maintenance program. Then would.
And that needs to be attached to. There's nothing wrong with being attached to the plat.
And that could be another approach, is to change that may to a shall.
Will.
Is,
or they shall, or shall not be taken in. Mm-hmm. Will or shall, right.
And be attached to the plat. And then that way, whenever a person buys it, they see that on there. That'd be the only way that you can do that.
The primary time that I'm really seeing issues with this, we've got these road standards that really, it says that basically the roads have to be built to standard in subdivisions that have been approved after this was adopted. So this was adopted in 2009.
2009, right.
So some of the problems we're having now are with subdivisions that were actually approved by planning and zoning in like the mid-90s, but they're just now starting to plat them in some cases. And so they're coming back and saying, well, we're just going to call these streets private streets now.
Well, I can't approve the proposed language because there's no way to enforce it. Okay, so I like Ron's suggestion to change it to these standards. They shall not be taken. I mean, I'm fine with changing the word may to shall.
Okay.
But I can't support just because there's no way to enforce that. I mean, I think we're way out. I would be uncomfortable because it would be stepping so far outside of my boundaries.
My intention is to find wording that doesn't show that the commission's trying to strangle the developer, but it's trying to protect the property owner or the buyer that's going to purchase property.
Exactly.
If it's put on the plat, I mean, that's the best you can do on it. When it gets down to closing time and everything, and they have time to look through their paperwork or see where they live or where their boundaries are, then if it's on the plat that it shall not be taken in as county, that's there. And if they buy it, then they're accepting that responsibility.
Randy, if you get some additional comments on
that was one of the biggest things we run into is people unaware that these were built to that, or they're done with the street. There's nobody to turn to. There's no developer. He's gone. That's one of the concerns, and we find that time and time again when a road's being petitioned and we're going out there reviewing it, you know.
Yeah.
The roads are already at such a state now because they either weren't finished or weren't built to basically any kind of reasonable standard.
I just don't think the county's got the wherewithal to fix all those. I mean, we just don't.
Right,
all we can do is help inform the buyers of these lots and say...
It helps us for the future, but it doesn't answer the questions for...
We got to start at the point and move forward. I mean, it's...
I can name two subdivisions where they added subdivisions behind them, mm-hmm. and the roads just would not take the concrete trucks and everything. That they weren't designed for that particular purpose. They were curb and guttered roads. They were nice roads and everything, but that driving over them with those construction heavy loads just broke them all to pieces. And the people that live there have some right to say something, you know, unless it's wrote on the plat.
Can we rethink this and you come back with another proposal to us, perhaps? Randy?
Okay.
I would like to talk to Mr. Bob Dixon to see what we can put on the deed. I mean, that's a lot of times, if you could find a way that we can either a separate, a stamp on a plat's one thing, but as a homeowner, I don't know if I'd look at that or it would notice it, but if it was something on the actual deed of that lot saying this road, your road, access road, is not built to county standards, therefore will not be accepted into the road system, something that in a separate document. I don't know if it's possible or not, but I would like to see that versus a stamp, because I just don't know if people would look at a stamp, but something with our logo saying this road's not built to standards. Something. I mean, if you could look into that.
You want to make them put a sign up?
I want signs on either end of the road, baby.
You might add to that those people that purchase lots.
Flash it if it's preferable.
People that purchase lots that don't pay attention to the fact that there might be a homeowners association that's going to charge them more annually than their taxes are.
Yeah, that could be the other thing, too.
I mean, how did they miss that?
That's what I'd like you to see, what we can do to help the homeowners when they're buying.
Okay.
And that's a Bob Dixon question, you think?
Yeah, that's a Bob Dixon question.
It really is. Yeah,
if you would get with him and then come back.
Okay.
Is there a proposed motion for amendment number 2?
I guess we have to deny it, won't we? Motion to deny proposed amendment number 2.
I'll second it.
Don't take it personal, Bob.
No.
No, I
Motion has been made and seconded to deny proposed amendment number 2 regarding gated communities / private communities, roadways within them. Discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed nay. Motion carries.
Bob, I've got a question for you. These were proposed by the planning and zoning.
The road standards is not.
The road standards.
That's correct.
Okay,
that's
so
correct.
They've not seen anything that we would try to correct on that matter. On the first one, they were to try to get it.
They are aware of the first amendment.
Right, the one we approved.
Right.
Okay.
Yes. So.
All right. I just.
We've put together.
I haven't spent the mic in a year either.
Wait for Joe. We've put together a draft county commission order. To adopt this amendment, but I'm going to revise it and just take out this one amendment. We've drafted just got a draft order to adopt the...
Yeah, just revise it and present it. Yeah.
Okay.
Mr. Ashley, thank you. You're going to get those other figures for me?
Okay, yes, yes, definitely.
I could use them whenever you can get them to me.
Thank you, gentlemen.
Randy, you. If you would stay, we have two issues that... one's just a work session that the commission's going to do some preliminary budget talks, but the other is Dale Avenue boat launch. Would you like to move into that, sir? Is that all right?
Great.
We don't have anyone else that's going to be here, right?
Mr. Suti's going to be helping with this.
Mr. Suti, come right on up, sir. I'm sorry.
He's the one that kind of initiated this entire thing.
And if I'm not mistaken, they handed out already a...
Yeah, I had made a copy of the property that the Corps of Engineers had discussed with Joe Turbin and myself back in July.
Which we know ours have.
Yeah.
Is this road here the one we built for the emergency?
Yes. Isn't that the emergency access?
No.
Randy? Isn't that the emergency?
Yes. Yes. This would appear that's the emergency room we currently have in place.
Right away. Somebody else's property.
Yeah. Yeah. Just got to lay it down here.
Okay.
What are we looking at? What's our proposal? What's our thinking?
Just kind of give you just a little history on it.
Yes, sir.
Okay. Joe Turbin and I met with Corps officials back in July. The reason for the meeting is this lift station here, known as Poverty Point Number 1, is susceptible to flooding. Whenever we have the rains that we've had during the last two flood events, this station... where all of our other stations seem to make it through okay, this station always has an issue. Basically, when this station gets in that flooding-type situation, we have to shut the whole station down and salvage out all the equipment that we can before the floodwaters get to a point where we just can't get excess in there. Given the last flood event that we had, the sewer board had requested... a proposal go out, which Aegis Engineering was selected to look at this lift station along with two others in order to devise a plan on how to modify these stations to where they could still remain in operation even if the floodwaters were as bad as what we saw a year or so ago. So the Corps of Engineers, of course, we have a lease with the Corps, and our lift station is located on the northwest corner of the property. So they are definitely we'll have to have approval from the Corps to do whatever we need to do. Back in July, we scheduled a meeting with them. Joe and I met with two individuals from the Corps and to discuss with them our plan for this location and what we wanted to do. And the conversation basically drifted towards, would the county want to take this property over? And this property meaning the boat launch area, this parking area here. And I informed the Corps officials present that I'm not there representing the county commission, but I'm there with the, for the sewer district and for this lift station. But I said I can bring that to their attention and see what their thoughts are on the subject. And so that's kind of what's led us here today.
Let me ask you a question. Has the sewer district given any consideration to moving that lift station?
Well, that was an option to move it over on the property to the north. But we have a pretty lengthy lease with the Corps, and this station could be basically, modified by raising the station in elevation, not the whole station, but all the electrical components and everything that would be damaged due to floodwaters. And then we could have our entrance would come off of county right away and come into the station from the northwest. We'd have it, because this area here, you can still get in and out from the north of the lift station. Coming down into the parking area is what you know, where the floodwaters are, limit us to ingress egress during those periods of time. So he's wanting basically to lift the components of the station it's in the same footprint and then change our ingress egress into the station from
that
here.
Would involve crossing over that other property?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we will to a certain degree, a little bit, but just on the corner, you know, just on the corner there. That hasn't really been laid out as per a plan yet. We was meeting with the Corps to get their thoughts when this all drifted towards would the county want to take this property over.
Look at that. Somebody used that before.
But, you know, we could build this up a little bit. Whatever we place sandbags and those tie. Hey, there they are. Whenever we place the sandbags and different things around the station, we always had ingress, egress from the north part of the property as the floodwaters was coming up into the parking area. So,
so what I'm looking at, it sits on Corps property.
Yes.
Then it's going to be less expensive to elevate it than it would be to move it back up on the
Well, to move it, you're talking about, you know, excavation and building basically a whole new pump station. Because you're going to have to excavate. Right now, they can form this, and I don't have any estimated cost yet, but it would be considerably cheaper just to form around the wet well and raise up the areas. And then we have the lids, you know, the hatch lids and stuff would be put right back on the concrete structures as they're raised. The control panels would be raised in height to be at an elevation where the floodwaters, you know, wouldn't affect those either. So we're talking about some site work with inside the fence area. The only change out of the footprint would be the ingress egress.
How deep does that get there?
I'm probably at the gate, probably four and a half feet, probably. Mm. You know, I don't know what, I think we was at 930. What was the last height of that?
935.5.
Yeah.
Like
yeah. See, we're like at 930. 930, we start having concerns.
I thought 930, yeah, because I thought it was about 5 feet.
Yeah.
5 or 6 feet.
Yeah, we start having concerns at 930, 931. The first time we sandbagged it and we could keep up with it with using a pump to pump the water out of the station area. And this last time it was just too much coming in. So we had to just shut everything down and just evacuate the site with anything we could salvage.
Man, I believe I'd move it.
Well,
I don't know how much work you've got.
Well,
I mean, when you go to talking to about extending concrete services and your electrical services that have to be extended, is that overhead or underground service into that area?
I believe it's overhead. Mm-hmm. We'd have to purchase property. I wish Mr. Tarvin could have been here to kind of explain to you the technical, what his plan is, but considering having to buy a property from another property owner and then the actual excavation and moving all the equipment and stuff, I think the plan, and we can come back to you and give you a better idea on what his plan is. He's getting ready to make a submittal to the sewer board at the next meeting.
The control panels and stuff are all okay, right? They're above, it was just the concrete, just the tank that kind of...
Well, the tanks would be formed up and be raised where the, you know, the new hatch lids would put on those. And then the electrical generator, you know, diesel driven, you know, switchgear equipment would be raised in elevation to probably 4 or 5 feet. So he's talking about basically site work inside the fence.
Oh, did he have an estimated cost on that?
No, not yet. He's going to present that to the sewer board. Hopefully at the next meeting.
Who is that property owner right there?
Jeff. I wanted to say Jeff Hodges. He's done some development in the area. He's built a few homes in there. I think his father actually owns it. They did have the property for sale at one time. But
Jeff who? Hodges?
I think. You know, he's been in the office 100 times.
Let me look that up.
Let me start bringing my laptop.
No.
January 1st, you may want to.
I mean, Joe could run the cost both ways. If it would be, you know, and not only the cost, but the long term, is it better to move the station? We can make that.
That's the only thing. That's the only thing. Long term is where I would figure the.
But I guess if in the event that if it were to stay here and we were to just do modifications to the existing site, how does this relate with the Corps and the Corps' desire of the County Commission to maybe take this property over, and what the question is here today, I guess, is what. Because we talked to the folks, and we talked about what our plans were initially, but like I said, the course of the discussion kind of
drifted around
toward the county taking this site over, and then we would talk about those other things. So we appreciate y'all coming here.
Well, what we were looking at, and I'll give you guys all copies of this. That pink highlight will show you the area that we're discussing. It's the Dale Avenue boat launch.
Mm.
Yes.
And the first page just kind of gives you an overview of the location. Mm-hmm. The second page, it has where we've zoomed in a little bit, and you can see the boat launch area and the parking area, and then that piece of Dale Avenue that also crosses Corps of Engineers federal land right there. And so what we would like to do is issue an easement to the county that would take into account that road, that parking area and boat launch, and then also include where the sewer platform is, what you guys have it, the lift station. It would take all that into account, and the county would, there would be no charge to the county from the Corps to take this over, because the benefit is to the public in general, so there's no fee for the county to have the easement. But the county would be in charge of maintenance of the area. Right now, the parking lot is in really good condition. In fact, it was the county that brought in Phil to put on the parking lot several years ago.
Ron Hershen. Right.
Like that's during the Poppy Point project. We're doing some road widening also, right. So we had the spoils from that project to do something.
What am I looking at? Blue up here.
That is 936. That indicates where we have flowage easement on private property to flood above the take line, where our take line is low.
Did this area flood the last time that we had a problem with?
Water kind of got back up in there. It's kind of a low area.
That seems right.
Water kind of, it's a little trying to drain the stream.
There's a little draw here back all the way up. That's where we built and filled in.
So we built around here?
Let me ask you this.
Temporary.
Are we temporary around here, like this? Or are we temporary across here? Are we temporary across your water flow? That's what I'm saying.
Yes, probably so.
So we can.
So we would probably, at the same time, do a consent to cover your temporary road as well.
Up here, like.
Yeah, we could go existing. Ahead and just. We could go ahead and attach that. I wasn't aware of a temporary. Jeff told. About it, but
mm-hmm.
We would just go ahead and bring that line up to the take line, and then wherever this road is crossing this flowage easement area that we have here, we would do a consent to easement.
Okay, now is that property owned by Mr. Johnson, or is it yours to give us the capability of doing that?
We can give you a consent for the flowage easement that we own, which is just an easement over property he owns. So our consent would just give you permission for our rights on that property. You would have to go to the underlying landowner to get rights on his property.
To build the road.
Mm-hmm.
And we've already got a temporary road in there. But
correct.
So that would be part of a purchase price if we decided to...
We wanted to buy that corner,
Buy that corner, but we can't get a price for it now.
I've met with him. We've not got a price yet.
Yeah.
He wanted us to buy the entire lot.
Yeah.
That seems excessive. Sewer department could use that, be a nice office building in Lacombe Lake.
Yeah, they never know. Treatment.
No, but, yeah, just what you'd want off that property is such a little piece that, you know.
And then the other part of that is for whenever you're putting fill below our 936 elevation, whether it be on court property or whether it be on privately owned property, which is where we have an easement, we do require that you do a balance of cut and fill so it's not affecting our flood storage capabilities. Because, you know, our hydrologists, they have plans of, you know, how much water we get in and how much storage capacity we have. And while what little bit you all would be doing with just the sewer lift station and perhaps a road coming into it, you know, is small potatoes. But whenever you add that together with everybody around the lake that's got all these little issues here and there, we just would require that you guys somewhere around the same elevation level do enough cut to balance that fill material. And John and I had discussed that, and I think that's part of the plans that you guys have.
We don't have any problem, whatever we need to do with that, to comply. Joe's aware of that.
So that would be part of the fill that would go in up to balance out for the lift station?
Yeah, that if we was to move the road and have a new ingress egress here, we'd have to bring some fill in there, you know. This
is a deep little ravine right here, isn't
it? Pretty much, yeah. A little bit of that water starts building up around the back of the lift station fence.
First?
Yeah. It starts kind of coming up through there, so we'd need some kind of little culvert or some type of situation. You know, this is the plan of modifying the existing footprint. But if we fill this area here, then we have to take soil away from somewhere else on site.
Can we get that permit? We went through this at KDOC, and it took us approximately 7 years to get it down. Can we get that expedited as far as the... if we decide to go ahead and do something like this?
It hopefully would not take us 7 years. We are running probably 1 to 2 months out.
Yeah.
I'm getting things routed through because we do have to route through our district office in Little Rock.
Mm-hmm.
But it's been taking me 30, 45 days to get things routed through.
Okay.
That's good. Yeah, our situation is that if it does flood and we have to shut the station down, then there's nothing we can do. Yeah, we can't haul enough sewage to keep up with what we have there, so it's an environmental issue. Probably one of the most significant issues we have in that area.
Hey, Randy, have you looked at this?
The lift station was here. Wouldn't have that problem, would you?
No, sir. No, we wouldn't. We would be out of the whole street match. As far as flood.
And that's that Hodges that owns that property there on
that
side.
Yeah, I said Jeff, but actually it's his father, Harry.
This is less than a 2-acre parcel, isn't it?
No, yeah.
But at one time, still, you've got to have your lines are coming to that, right? So you're on court property with lines aside from the.
Yeah, everything coming into that station is by force main. There's no gravity sewer coming into it. So if we moved it uphill or up to the north in elevation,
it's not near as big.
There's no gravity to have to flow in. Still with force main to another location. We were just kind of looking at what, you know, we could do that would work. And be the most efficient, I guess, cost-wise. Just kind of going down that road based on discussion with Joe, we really didn't look at building a whole new lift station and what that might be. I mean, it might be beyond $250,000, something like that.
Sorry,
it's
okay.
It's something we could look at. I don't know. It's quite a bit.
I mean, building a new access road and buying it and all that. So, I'm sorry. Your proposal is for us to consider taking this in.
Correct.
Similar, we've done other properties like that. So.
Well, Well, as a matter of fact, I know.
But that's a separate request from what the sewer district wants to do.
That's two different requests going on.
Yeah, this request just kind of come out of discussions that day out there on site. So.
Have we got anything in Cork in hand?
What about, you say the road, that parking area and the boat launches, it's in good shape. It's concrete, isn't it?
The boat launch is in real good shape. The concrete portion itself, and then this parking lot is in real good shape, really compacted. It's in good shape. There's a piece in between here and a little bit right here that is washed out, is in pretty bad shape. It's the piece of asphalt, I guess. Is that asphalt there? It is asphalt.
I think it's
got some potholes and stuff. Now, we have turned this into another program, kind of like we did with Arias last year. It's called ERPO, and there was some federal funding from another, is it the highway? Where is that going to come from? So, the federal highway, whatever. We've turned that in to just fix this piece of asphalt and the asphalt going down to the concrete ramp. And we've been told it's been approved, but the funding hasn't come through yet. But hopefully, even if you kind of took that piece over and the funding comes through, then you can allow us to fix that.
Yeah, it's been there for years. It's been there ever since that's been in existence. Those potholes, I don't know what's underneath there. It's just kind of like some of the other county roads we have. It's substructure under there, maybe that old clay or something down there. And it's, we used to launch boats back whenever I was in my 20s and 30s. And yeah, long path, it's been a long time.
The ramp itself,
I remember that part.
The ramp's in good shape.
I misunderstood what you said. Did you say you were in your 20s and the 30s?
You were in your 20s in the 30s.
Yeah.
Okay.
That answers a lot of questions we've had.
It really, really does.
The words are kind of rough on me today. Oh. Well, first of all, and I know we've all been out there some one time or another, but I'd want to drive back up there and look at that area, see how much mowing and stuff like that. There's going to be some cost to us to maintain it and keep it the way you would want it maintained. And we have a good relationship with the Corps on the other projects that we've done, and we keep those areas looking nice, and that makes it easy to work with you folks. So we need to go out and look and see how much work we'd actually be looking at, I'm interested in, more so than I was when I came in this morning, and I had a different opinion of what maybe you were wanting to do.
We don't owe anything here. In fact, we don't spend any money there, and that's some of the problem. I think the locals kind of pick up the trash there. It doesn't get too bad. Sometimes somebody goes down there and parties or that kind of thing. I mean, that's our problem. Mm-hmm. You know, is it complaints, this and that, you know, just different things. But does the sewer district pick up the trash there?
We got a little trash receptacle there in the area, but we do.
You know, it's not really, as far as maintaining, that's part of the problem. We've not spent any money to maintain that area. As a matter of fact, the reason we kind of worked out the agreement with Ron Hershen is they come in, somebody's doing some road fill or whatever, and they came in there and put that, we came in place to put it, and they packed it, and it's been like that for several years now. We've not maintained it at all.
And probably added a third to the site, probably.
Yeah, it was a pretty good bunch.
Bill brought in.
You guys want to go out and look at it before we make a decision?
Oh, I do. I do. I haven't specifically looked at that.
We've got several issues to address here. I mean, it's not just this, it's the sewer deal, and it's the approach to get around
the
flooded area.
I mean, I would like to entertain, if we, whatever we did with the property is raising that corner of the road up, it'd be a whole lot easier for us to raise it than to build a new access road by the property and all those things. You know, if we could build up that corner, which is obviously a low corner, then how does that change the approach into the boat ramp? And then what do we do with
it? It starts coming up in the road before it gets into the pump.
So I'd like to go look at that. I mean, I want to take care of, I mean, people use that boat ramp. I want to make sure if we can maintain it, great. It's part of a bigger problem, I think, in that corner.
One thing that we could look at, I know that parking lot's fairly good size for, you know, it gets fairly full, but not this backside. There's a bunch of fill. Becky, I don't want to say something I shouldn't hear, but if you're looking at raising this piece right here,
yes, sir,
to balance a cut fill, you know, I mean, there's plenty of fill here just to take off that backside.
Oh, I see. So we could possibly cut the back part of the parking lot that they're not being used anyway. So we could balance the cut and fill, like your mission, Becky.
Yeah. Okay. It's already on, you know, you're not dealing with private land, or it's already on the
ground. That's something we do.
Let's
we had a similar situation with Berry County after the floods, where we've done some raised roads in Berry County down the Shelnaub area.
Okay.
So that people could have access. So that's, you know, when you're talking about a road to give people access to their properties, the balance and fill, we still like it if we can get it, but it's not as
critical.
Right.
Yeah, I know when the lake got so high, we had some concerns about, we built the access because there's, 100 people live back there or so off of Dale, and we needed to make sure we had emergency personnel could get back there in case of, and it was needed, so. I'd like to go out there and look, Danny, I'm interested in doing all of these, you know, the cut fill and
the, been working with us, but the whole thing is going to have to coordinate together, so
yeah.
We might as well appreciate you coming over, and at least I've got a different idea than what I had to start off with.
Do you have a sample document that you want to leave with us so we can have our attorney start working on it? I mean,
I can email you guys something.
That would be great, because that sometimes slows up the process too, and if we could get our attorneys, I mean, because we have other similar agreements, if we could keep it similar to that.
Right, yeah. All of our forms are standard forms that are approved at our headquarters level.
Right.
So they don't change.
Right.
We have standard conditions, and so I'd be glad to send you guys that.
Man, I know you have Randy's contact information. Do you have Randy or just John's?
I have John's.
Okay. Would Randy, Danny?
Randy will.
Randy, will you supply that information to her too?
And then while you guys are thinking about this type of thing, also there's this section of Graham Clark Road.
Yes.
That crosses onto government land that we could also do an easement.
Okay.
It's a road that's been there forever. It's, you know, obviously not going to go away, and that would just make it
More legal.
More legal.
Yeah.
Right. Well, we need to do that.
Mm-hmm.
And it, you know, again, it'd be no fee. It'd just be the formality of doing the paperwork.
Question for you.
What about this? I was looking at the same thing. What about that corner?
Yeah, it would be that corner there, and then this little section right here.
So it would include that corner here too.
Yes.
We need to do that too.
Yes,
because that road is.
You bet.
Okay, perfect.
I'll work up some drafts.
That would be wonderful. Send Randy.
Okay. Now is that'll be legal descriptions and everything for the taking over that part, is that what you're talking about? That's what you'll work up and send them. Okay.
That'd be perfect.
Guys, if we're going to make a trip over there together, we need to post that. If not, we go individually. That's something. But I think if we went together, it'd be nice to be able to chat about it while we're
post
there.
Post a little road trip. And
is this something that would be better to view from the lake?
No.
All right. I didn't try to do poster.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. No, I've got two other meetings tomorrow that I've got set up on the Rockaway Beach and somewhere else.
Can I go back to this sewer lift station real fast. So you're going to get with Joe and get a price of what a new lift station would cost plus land acquisition?
Yeah, we had some initial discussions on that, and we thought, well, you know, it's just by the tone of those discussions, it seemed like it's going to be cheaper just to modify the footprint. But I can get with Joe, we can pull those numbers back, give you all an idea. That property there, I think that property at one time went through planning and zoning, was zoned for multifamily, mm-hmm. but nothing ever occurred there. It's been a few years back. So I don't know what the price would be for that amount of property right. there. There's already a lift station there, so we're not devaluating it that much. If we, you know, bought a piece or if we had to buy the whole thing, I don't know what Mr. Hodges would want to do. We'll just have to wade into that and see where we get. But I can give you an idea of what it would cost to build a new station there as opposed to modifying what we have.
Right.
Yeah, probably get you some.
Where are your offices out of?
Right at the visitor center.
At the visitor center.
Yeah, the old visitor center.
The old one, okay.
And if you guys, if you're going out to meet at these and you'd like us to come out too, just let us know.
Can you guys get cards with you?
I can.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, ma'am.
I get one. I didn't get one the other day. Thanks.
Perfect. More on this, Dale Avenue?
Not on Dale Avenue, so I think I'm good with a road trip.
Not on Dale Avenue.
I don't see that you're scheduled for anything else, John.
I'm just going to go into recess for a few minutes. I was just going to make you aware of something we're looking into.
We do have 8 minutes. So.
We have 8 minutes to do the county budget. Is that the 8 minutes you wanted to use?
That's what I wanted to use.
So y'all done with it?
Yes, thank you.
Thank you very much for being here. Appreciate it. Just so there's not any confusion, I'm not suggesting that the sewer district do something other than what the mm-hmm. sewer district had planned. I just thought, wow, this sure might eliminate a problem if you got it off their property rather than raise it.
Well, there's no doubt that moving it up there on the property you're suggesting would be, there wouldn't be, well, I don't want to say never, but the chances of having any flood impact to us in the future would be greatly reduced. Mm-hmm. No doubt about that. It was just the fact of trying to buy the property. We thought maybe we could do this at a lower cost, working with what we have, but we can look at that.
That's probably true, but.
But we can definitely look at that.
Guys, I handed to you. We done? Don't have to leave. I'm just.
John's hoping that we're going to break for him.
I understand. And if we do, you have the ability to talk with one of us, but not all three.
I've talked with one of you. So.
What I handed to you guys regarding the budget is just some preliminary figures that I went through. Today's our deadline to submit those
right.
for those portions, benefits, portions of commission, portions of IT, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, to look at. So if we are not going to do that in the course of the next 6 minutes, my suggestion is that we lay this aside until later today.
I've already went through it.
That would take.
Jim has or not.
He's in the process.
I'm plugging numbers in that Ron gave me. I had gone through it. I'd like to postpone that if we can, Ron.
Let's look at 3:00, and we could add it to all the other things
sure.
that we have.
Motion to postpone to a definite time. Commission preliminary budget discussions to 3 p.m. today, September 10th.
Second.
Motion's been made and seconded to postpone to the definite time of 3 p.m. preliminary budget discussions. Discussion. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed nay. Motion carries. Again, for the public's edification, these are just prelim figures that we turn over for our portion of the budget to the auditor. Let's stand in recess until 10:15, at which time we have intrinsic core scanning scheduled.